No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today I'm here with my friend Sad Frosty. How you doing, Frost?
Prettiest rapper in the game.
Robert Frost.
Who the fuck is that?
You don't know who Robert Frost is?
No.
He's a famous poet.
Pull up a picture
of him. Okay. He's a famous poet from fucking New Hampshire. That's the only reason I know about him.
How do you know him? He's because from New Hampshire.
I'm from New Hampshire.
You're from New Hampshire?
Yes.
Okay. Is he a legend in New Hampshire?
Yes, bro. He's like one of the only famous people from fucking New Hampshire. Look at this guy. Dude, he had some serious heat. You're a rapper.
He low-key looks like a legend.
You ever meet people and they're like, oh, you're a rapper. You're supposed to like poetry. Like, let's talk about poetry. You're a rapper. You're a poet.
That shit dead.
That's how I feel, too. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Poetry went away because people realized that they could make these tight-ass TM-88 beats and then people could rap over it instead of reading poetry in a boring-ass poetry lounge.
Oh, this guy looks like trouble.
Yes, Robert Frost was trouble. But enough about him. Now, I don't know. People just always try to hit you with that. They try to be like, oh, rap is like poetry. Rap can be so beautiful. It's like poetry. It's like, no, rap doesn't need to be like anything else to be cool. Rap is rap, so therefore it's cool. If
SoundCloud
anything,
rap.
Poetry can suck my fucking dick because all these poets are trying to be like Lil Pump. That's how I feel.
Shout out Lil Pump.
Shout out Lil Pump. And I went to a poetry reading one time. I just want to say, everybody's on J. Cole's dick.
That's like, not surprising, though.
They all rap. Like, they're not rapping. They're doing poetry, but it sounds like...
Bro, imagine doing poetry. I'm probably going to get so much hate for this.
No, let it fly.
Fuck poetry. Fuck poetry.
I like it. I think it's cool. It has a potential to be cool, but yeah, I don't know. It's just like...
What do you mean by a potential to be cool?
I mean, it can be cool. I've seen cool poems.
Like spoken word, like
yes.
Those like YouTube videos.
But I still think that if
like
you put it over a Southside beat, and it would sound better. That's just me.
That is facts.
That ain't it.
Introduce us to your friend here.
This is Brandon, my manager.
Okay.
We got my engineer, Mike G, and we got, back.
So he's your formal engineer now?
Mike G? What does that mean?
He's your engineer all
he's
the time?
Guy. All the time.
Yeah, that's
day.
Our guy.
Okay.
Well, not every day, but.
Well, Mike's been in the scene, though. You know, he's had a lot of rappers under his wing here and there.
Look at him.
He was enabling Famous Dex for a while. I don't know how that going.
How's that going?
He doesn't have a mic. I've been to a party at Mike's house before. I've been over there recording and shit. It gets loose over there.
You recorded?
Not me, but.
Oh, okay.
I seen Dex record
that
and shit.
He used to be over there all the time.
There was about 100,000 porn stars there one time. I'm not gonna get too deep
okay,
about
Mike.
That. So
I don't know what's going on.
Where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Missouri City, Texas.
Okay. So let's talk about your upbringing.
Oh, God.
Were you raised by wolves? What animal were you raised by?
Chihuahuas.
Really?
Yep.
What was that like?
I mean, they don't really like nobody I bring to the house, so they're kind of mean. But...
I got bit in the mouth.
Oh, he
by
did
one
get,
of these dogs?
The Chihuahuas, yeah.
That raised you?
Yeah, they raised me.
Little frostbite.
So I'm just going to assume that... I thought you were joking, but you really were raised by a family of dogs. That's exciting.
Yeah, I actually was. For a look at him.
Oh, yeah. That's like the Taco Bell dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit. So what was it like growing up out there in fucking wherever the hell you said?
I mean, it was cool. I mean, it's just... It's like... It's cool. It's just... It's fucking boring,
it's
actually.
Boring.
It's boring.
Yeah.
It's boring. But it's like... It got its own, like...
Flavor.
Culture, like, yeah. It's like different.
What is the culture
like it's just
bull riding?
No,
I don't
actually,
know, so I'm asking.
Pig ride, yep.
So,
I got a video
that's a pussy ass version of bull, of bull riding, or you know, whatever. I think I meant to say bull fighting earlier.
Bull fighting,
but is that,
isn't
a bit,
that illegal?
I don't know.
Is it illegal in Texas?
I don't think in Mexico it is, but like, what Texas is definitely like
nothing's illegal in Mexico,
that's true.
No laws out there,
what
man.
What are y'all talking about?
You can get away. You can get away with whatever the fuck you want in Mexico.
I've never
I think.
Been to Mexico. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh God,
I don't think I've ever been.
I don't want to go.
I got my dick sucked by two girls on stage at a fucking strip club, bro.
In Mexico.
Yes.
That's a W.
It was definitely a W. That's a great story. I'll tell you someday. Who was it? Lil Yachty.
Who did
it?
Oh.
Just texting.
So what was what'd you do to kill the time when you were a kid? Like what were your hobbies?
I used to be
what
bad.
You into? You're bad. You gotta say right in the mic.
I used to be bad.
Doing what?
Drugs.
Just doing drugs?
Like, just stupid shit. Like, when I was, like, a teenager.
Selling drugs or doing drugs?
Nah, doing drugs.
Like what?
Zans, lean, but I quit all that shit when I was like 19.
Well, how old are you now?
21.
So what age are you when you first started doing drugs?
Probably like 18.
Really?
Yeah, but
18.
That shit is like 3 years ago. Nah, what? Like doing them?
Just fucking around. When you take your first Zan? Like
16.
16?
Yeah, but like not consistently, like.
Yeah. Were you getting in trouble for doing drugs and stuff?
Yeah. I was fucked up.
You got arrested?
Yeah, I got arrested. I got arrested for 1 gram of weed.
1 gram?
Yes.
So it'd be like that. What's that, dude?
Don't put a P in the house.
What's going on, bro? So. What's poppin', G? You know. Yeah, if you guys could stay on this side, which is like the background's kind of cluttered. All right, what's up? Okay, so.
I used to do a lot of drugs and sell shoes.
Wow.
Like, I used to sell shoes and then.
On like some Benjamin Kick shit or like working at.
Yeah, type shit.
Also, I'm going to turn your fucking sound off for you. There you go.
And I quit. I've been sober for like 2 years almost.
Off
now.
Selling shoes. So you were addicted to selling shoes, and then you quit. You had to go selling shoe rehab?
No, I was addicted to drugs.
Oh, right, like, okay.
Nobody knows this, by the way.
That you were addicted to drugs and sold shoes?
Well, they know.
Where were you selling shoes?
Facebook.
Oh, so you were like sneaker trading.
Yeah.
See, I used to sell shoes at...
I used to buy shoes for like $200 and then trade them for like a shoe worth $500 and then sell the shoe for $500 and then...
Really? Were you doing this online or are you doing this in real life?
Online and in real life.
Damn. That sounds fun. So, I was selling just regular shoes, and I would get like 10% of the sale.
Oh, you was at a store?
Yes, Sears.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Sears?
You didn't know Sears sold shoes? Why?
Fuck Sears.
Let me tell you.
Another beef.
Fuck
another
Sears is a
company?
Fine establishment, sir.
Sears?
Starting more beef with corporate companies.
Imagine going to Sears to get some shoes. Like.
Listen, I completely agree with that now. But imagine this. You walk into the mall. You enter one store, you buy a laundry machine, you buy a pair of slacks, you buy some knives for your kitchen, all in one store.
Sounds convenient.
You buy a lawnmower.
A fucking lawnmower.
Everything you ever wanted, it's here at Sears. The year is 1999, for the record. This is before, before Amazon really took over, a lot of things, you know?
It makes sense.
Yeah, but okay. So, what made you decide that you wanted to stop doing drugs when you know that they're a great long term plan for how to get through life?
Because it's just like I don't know. That shit just like it really didn't even start like I'm gonna do drugs. Like I was actually prescribed Xanax because I have anxiety.
Mm.
So then I just got hooked onto them, and you know you can only get a certain amount.
Yeah.
So I would just go get them off the street because I ran out of my shit.
Don't you think that's like the craziest shit you ever heard in your life, that little kids are prescribed Xanax?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Old
I remember
people,
I took I took my first Xan when I was like 13.
Really?
And I didn't know it was a Xan until like I was older.
13?
So, yeah, young as fuck.
I can't even imagine what it would do to me at that age.
But like a shit really like a trap kind of like fucking prescription pills. Like,
hell yeah.
Shit.
Especially Xans because it'll make you like want to do more and you don't really know what's happening.
Exactly, like
it sends you out of control.
It's fucking stupid, but I dropped all that shit. I've been sober for like 2 years now, so
That's sad.
I started rapping like 7 months ago.
You smoke weed though, big weed?
I don't smoke.
No
I don't
weed.
Do
nothing.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do nothing.
Wow, that's cool. Straight edge rapper. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Very rare. Yeah.
Yeah,
a little round
for
of applause
sure.
for Stat Frosty. Let's get it. So let's talk about how'd you start like deciding that you were a rapper.
Okay, look, so...
How did you start deciding that you were a rapper? For the record, is how I phrased that question.
I went to the studio, and...
Whose studio? Most people don't even know that there are studios.
It was SRSL Studios in Missouri City, where I'm from.
Okay.
So I just fucking... I wasn't even supposed to rap, and I just rapped. And then I dropped it on SoundCloud, and it, like, it went up, so...
Who did you know that was in the studio, though? Who even had you in there?
It was one of my friends.
Okay.
So... I just fucking got on a song, and it was actually good.
Mm-hmm. What was your style originally compared to how you rap it now? You doing anything cool?
Know. No, I just fucking, I don't even know. I
remember
really
we went on the spot.
Yeah. It was just like, it was a Uno the Activist beat, and it was the instrumental.
Mm.
So I just rapped on that shit, and then I put it on SoundCloud, and it just went up.
Mm-hmm.
Like it went up, and then I dropped ADHD.
No, Block Boy.
On Elevator.
Nah, yeah, you're right.
Block Boy was nice.
I dropped Block Boy.
Did you send me that?
Yeah. I dropped Block Boy with Craig Zane and Burger Man.
Ooh.
And that shit went like.
Wait, so you.
It did kind of good.
Tell me about Burger Man. Because we dropped a couple of his videos.
Bro, I've known Burger Man since second grade.
His shit went up on the channel. He had pretty good numbers.
He got another one, Pocket Knife, coming out.
It's fire.
That shit is hard.
I'm ready for Pocket Knife.
Yeah, it's fire.
That sounds fucking tight.
We've all known each other since like we was kids. Like me, Burger Man, Tay Muletti, Fogang. Like I really like came up. Like they kind of influenced me to like start rapping. Like, right. So. It's just we all like doing our thing now.
Mm-hmm. That's tight. Burger Man's still coming up. How'd you meet Craig Zen?
Mutual friend, probably.
Yeah.
He's supposed to come here later too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Craig Zen?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do an interview with him tonight too.
Cool. Oh yeah, y'all did an interview like years ago.
Forever
right?
ago. Yeah, when he was still being managed by Tyler Grosso, which sounds crazy in retrospect.
Damn.
Yeah, but we're gonna probably talk about the X shit mostly, to be totally honest, because he knows them like better than most people.
Yeah.
All right, so you started doing pretty good, going to the studio, and then like
I dropped the We Want All the Smoke, and then I knew Craig like for like a year prior to fucking dropping this first songs, and then I got him on a song, and I put Burger Man on it because that's my bro, and then it didn't really go, did it go up?
You that's, it did that's the one you sent to me, right?
I don't fucking know. Yeah. It did all right.
Yeah,
but then I dropped ADHD Freestyle,
crazy,
and that shit went. Dumb, like it just blew up. So I did a video, and then after the video came out, I started seeing like way more progression than just a fucking SoundCloud song. But I started off with the SoundCloud and then dropped the video, and it was just up from there.
How'd you describe your style, or what kind of rapper you set out to be?
The prettiest rapper in the world.
Okay. I feel like your style, if anything, is kind of like you are just like sort of. Most rappers are telling you how great their lives are, and you're sort of just talking about being a piece of shit a lot of the time.
Type shit. Yeah.
Like making light of your situation.
I just be myself. Like, I don't, like, people in the comments be like, anybody can be a rapper. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't know.
Anybody can be a rapper. I just be myself.
No, I mean,
don't want to be like nobody.
Rap is that kind of thing. That's why you see, like you know, the dude who, like, works at the car lot sometimes will, like, they'll record an ad where he's, like, rapping. To the camera, you ever see anything like that?
Wait, what?
I could bust you out some good examples of like dudes who own used car dealerships who have at times in their careers made videos of them rapping to promote their business.
That's crazy.
So amazing.
Have you seen Shibana Motors or whatever?
Yes.
That might be the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Okay.
But isn't that, that's what's weird about rap is that there's something about rap where everybody thinks that they could just give it a go. And that they might be all right, but they're not. And, like, that doesn't really happen with most things. Most people aren't like, well, maybe I could be a great chess player. They understand that playing chess takes skill, but for some reason there's something in people's heads that they're like, I can rap.
I think everybody wants to rap.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to rap. And SoundCloud made it to where anybody can fucking be a rapper.
Exactly. Mm.
So
everybody always wanted to be a rapper. SoundCloud made it so that it's a lot easier to pretend to be a real rapper. Yeah. So how did you start to take your career more serious after you kind of started to have the success with videos? Like, did you move out to California?
Yes,
you did,
exactly.
Huh?
I moved out to L.A. like when?
February? March?
Nah,
March. It was right after New York City Freestyle.
February, I came out here. I had like 10,000 on Instagram. I thought I was doing something.
Mm-hmm.
But I came out here. And I just seen, like, it was so different. That's when I met him. And I just fucking, at the time, I was recording, like, crazy. And it was just, I don't know, I just fucked with it. And it seemed like just being out here, like, you go up, like, type shit. So I moved out here a month later after that.
But when you were still out there in Texas or anything, did you look at moving to California as, like, that's what you had to do if you wanted to make it in the game? You had to get out here. Because a lot of kids feel that way, and I want to know if you felt the same way.
I mean... For me, it was more like a vibe to come out here rather than stay at home because, like, my head wouldn't be in the right spot, like, to record. And I wouldn't feel comfortable, like, recording the music I do now at my old studio just because I know as soon as I leave, I'm fucking going home to the crib, like, my mom's house. So fuck that shit.
You have a hard time putting shit together when you're, like, thinking about how fucking shitty your life is and it's more optimistic out here. It's more like you could see the vision of, like, things are going good. Yeah,
that's exactly. So
I feel that.
I just moved out here.
Yeah. What made you want to dump that bowl of cereal on your head in the music video, for the record?
Honestly, my hair was dry, so I needed to moisturize it. Kind of like how I'd need to do now.
Yeah,
your hair. I might actually go fucking pour some cereal on my head after this.
Your hair looks like somebody dyed like some fucking hay.
Some hay?
Like if you took like the
my
dye.
My hair is dead as fuck. I might go bald.
That's what I'm saying. Take the dye that they use for Easter eggs, and if you just like take some hay and put that in there, that's what your hair looks like.
That's the first.
That's funny.
I'm sorry. Shit is fucked up, this though. Is not a roast for the record.
No, it is a roast.
Roast is sad for us.
Fucked.
Do you feel like your hair color is like a big part of your identity as a
Absolutely.
Rapper?
Absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, if you need your hair fixed, hit that man up right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Come in real quick. Tell them boys your hair. Show them.
Yeah. Rub your fingers through it.
No, so you can make my hair like that?
Cool. Yes. Tell us.
I'm interested, bro. That sounds kind of fire. I'm not going to lie.
I just got back from New York and Houston. I might spend a couple days at his house so I get my hair back.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that's the whole thing. As long as he's like, you know, if you're somebody like Trippy Red, it's like, bro, he got a whole new hair color, design, whatever going. Like,
I don't think I'm going to change my shit.
I'm just going to keep those colors?
Nah, I'm pretty as fuck.
But what would you describe it as? Like gold and fluorescent blue? Light blue?
I don't fucking
it originally
know.
Was like the underneath the logo blue.
Oh yeah, it was that color.
It was like it was exactly blue. That blue.
What logo?
Like you see, like that the Firefox logo, like underneath it. Shit.
Oh, okay.
It was like exactly that blue.
Yeah. That's what.
And now it's.
I haven't really had time to redye it. I think I'm gonna get it redyed Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Right, yeah. But I mean, I noticed that like Trippy Red dyed his hair for X when he died, and it was like that for like a week and a half, and then he was just like boom, back to red. I was like,
he's a half. He's got the half going on, right?
Yeah.
He's black and red. Yeah. But I mean, I just think it's wild. Though. Dudes are like down to just switch it up, switch
I
it
ain't
right back.
My shit
Fuck
for
that
a while.
Shit.
I might not switch my shit.
If I had ever. Hair, it would take. I mean, God, I can't imagine actually going in there and going through that. I see Perf doing
it's
it.
It's fucking boring.
It's a lot of work, yeah. And you don't even have to do like the braids, the twisting, oh, no, all that edging around it, all that shit.
Not doing that.
Yeah, I think it's. Wait, are you white or are you Hispanic?
I'm Italian.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know.
So it's kind of like, what is that, in between?
I guess. Like, I don't know.
No, I mean, I feel like Italian people kind of get a pass for being like a weird ethnic subculture within America, right? It's like a white people, it's like a segment of white people, you know?
I'm bi.
What is that? You're saying, as far as I can tell, you're saying I'm bi.
No,
I'm
bi. No.
I am bisexual is how I'm reading that.
M-B-A-I.
I'm bi.
I'm bi. The fuck I'm is bi. That? Like,
I'm
umbro?
Bi. I'm bi.
You
I'm
rocking bi. Umbro?
I'm bi.
I'm bi.
What? We can't reveal what it means.
You're not going to give the message away?
Not yet.
Interesting. Hey, I have a very important question. Do you have any drip tips for the kids out there?
Drip tips?
I asked Trippy this too. Drip tips, bro.
Okay,
things that are hot and things that aren't hot. Let's talk about it.
Wear what you want. Yeah, like. I don't give a fuck about designer. My grandpa gave me this.
I was just noticing that the Texas, I love just like a random shirt of a state, you know?
My grandpa gave me this. Shout out to my grandpa.
Because there's a lot of flexibility there. Like you legally can't just like make fake Nike shirts, but you can just make a shirt
yes,
that
can.
Says Texas. Okay, you can, but you're going to get a lawsuit. But like Texas, nobody's going to stop you from making Texas shirts, you know?
We got the Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh yeah, we do got the Whoopi Goldberg shirt, but it's not here.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah. See, I made my own shirt. It was like a blank hoodie, and I just printed.
Are you interested? Would you smash Whoopi Goldberg given the chance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What kind of question is that?
Well, that's a song right there, you know? Write a whole song about it.
I actually got some for Oprah.
Really?
Yeah.
For a while, Pump was only following Oprah. So she's kind of like a heartthrob in the community anyway.
I've been on FaceTime with her, though.
With Oprah?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Yeah. It was cool.
She just talks about her magazine all the time.
Nah, she talks about the show.
I don't think the show, right? Because I don't think she has that much to do with the magazine.
I don't even think people read magazines, do they?
Well, the other day I was in the dentist and I did. They only had the fucking Oprah magazine and I looked at it for like probably a good 45 seconds, bro. It's boring.
I'm not watching no fucking or reading no magazine. Fuck that.
No?
Nah, that ain't happening.
Dude, I had to bring my cat to the veterinarian.
Tony?
Yeah.
Where is he?
He's good now, but he's back in my house. But he was puking for like a day. Like he puked like five or six times. I was freaking out. I brought him to the fucking vet. They charged me $800. No. And he just like got out for a little bit. And he might have ate some flowers, some random thing. I think they made him puke. He's totally fine now. I think he might have been a little dehydrated.
Interesting.
That's what they kind of got at.
I posted a picture with my cat yesterday and everybody was firing me up.
Let me see. I want to see this cat. Oh my, that's your cat?
Yeah.
You put sunglasses over it in Photoshop after, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Okay. His name is Umbai.
Oh, that's who you named the cat after.
Yep.
Amazing.
Umbai.
Umbai.
Does this look like I'm hurting him?
That's how you're supposed to hold him. Like, you can hold kittens, right?
You can, yeah. You can definitely I hold my cat like that sometimes.
Tony?
Yeah.
But
only because I have to get him into his carrier case. So I'll hold him by the scruff on his back of his neck because he like he freezes. You know,
that's
he's like,
what it's called.
That's what it's called.
Yes, they
think
do
of
freeze.
That.
They freeze like.
They like.
Yeah. Like you're not supposed to really pick up a cat like mine like that, but like just to get him in his carrier case, I'll sort of grab him by that
like
because
deactivate.
There's something about it where it like resonates with them. Like that's how they felt as a kitten because you know the mom will walk around holding him by
in
the scruff.
Fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Scruff. That's what.
What we were trying to think of what it was called.
I think that's what it's called back here, right?
The fans were firing him up for a second, like saying you can't hold it.
They
like
tagged
that.
PETA.
PETA, yeah.
PETA. I'm trying to figure out if somebody could hold me by this.
I don't know.
I don't
that
think so. I think if I gained some weight
try?
And I had some more of a grip. I mean, I'm kind of a big guy too. You think like if you had like a 120-pound girl that you could realistically like hold the back of her skin of her neck and like pick her up at least a little bit?
You probably could.
I don't know.
Probably more of a cat
thing.
Yeah,
that's probably a cat
thing. Definitely a
cat thing. I mean, my cat's like 18 pounds, and it's hard to do that with him.
18 that's a big pounds?
Cat. Oh, my God.
That was the big thing I got when I went to the vet, is all the vet employees were telling me how much they loved how big and fat and cute he was.
Because he looks like, I don't know, what does he look like?
A kilo of cocaine.
Yeah, that.
That's all I want from him. I just want to snort my cat. So you had to leave the cat in Texas, though? That's a bummer.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But fuck it.
Who has said Frosty as an artist?
What you mean?
I don't know. We're trying to get to the root of that. That's what people... We need to know what the value proposition being offered by Sad Frosty, the musician, is. Like, the people want to know, like, what do you represent? What are you out here to bring to the community, to the scene?
I just want to have fun. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just do this shit. It's fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I want to do more than rap, though. I want to have my own TV show and shit.
I could see it.
Like... I don't know. I feel like people who rap don't take advantage of other stuff they could do. Like, they just stick to rapping.
Mm.
Like, so I'm going to do other shit besides rap.
Do you feel like that's kind of like where it's at now? Is that you can't just be an artist? You have to be an artist and a personality?
Yeah. Because nobody want to, like, it ain't even really about the music no more. Like, if your shit sound okay, people gonna fuck with it if they fuck with you as a person. Like, it ain't even about the music. Like,
is that how you feel? You think your music's okay and then you have a cool personality?
I think, I don't know. I don't know what people think about me. I don't really care.
Right.
I just, if you fuck with me, you fuck with me. So simple as that. Like,
yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of truth to that though, but I still feel like, you know, as much as we've seen, you know, people like to look at like a Cardi B or a 6ix9ine or a Pump and they're like, look, they blew up because of their personality or whatever, but they all were really making dope music too. You know, it's like you still have to bring something to the table. You still have to be doing something dope.
You can't just be absolute trash. Well, you can.
But who? Who do we think of that's absolute trash that's super famous for their music? I don't really. It doesn't happen that much.
I don't know.
I'm not about to say anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's opinions out there, but like a lot of people would sit here and say 6ix9ine and Lil Pump are trash. I'm gonna sit here and say
they're both
no,
fire.
They're both really, really good.
Yeah.
But like to the mainstream like music people, a lot of times will be like, oh, this shit is trash. I don't think it's trash. I think
the old hits.
When you look at like SoundCloud rap and stuff, those are pretty much two of the best people doing this shit. It makes sense to me that they're huge, but obviously their identity, their personality, their image helped a lot too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like Lil Pump was going viral for like months before like he started popping music wise. I mean, he was already popping music wise, but
I mean, he did it all at once. Because like from his first video, he didn't really like, you know, it always was a concentrated effort. You know, his
absolutely.
First fucking video, he has Lil Pump Elementary School on the side of the
so
building.
Fire.
Like he was always so fucking
that's
with you.
Elementary.
Yeah.
So fire.
Or was the first one was Lil Pump, right?
Yeah, had, and that was with Smoke Perp produced it or whatever, right?
Yeah, and then Elementary, I think, was the next one.
Yeah.
Do you think someday there'll be a Sad Frosty Elementary School?
Probably not an elementary school. Probably like a high school.
Mm.
A high school.
That would be less creepy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't want my name in an elementary school.
No.
The
Adam 22 school?
No. That's strange. Adam 22 Community College. Boom, there you go. Everybody's legal. You can go sell weed there. Fucking meet some girls. I don't know.
Sounds like that one university, that's movie where they had like that fake university just to party.
Oh,
what
movie are you talking about?
What was it called? South Harmon? Yeah, South Harmon.
Well, the movie, though, was named something else, right?
Yeah, I don't remember what the... Oh, Accepted. Accepted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Accepted. Jonah Hill was in that, I think. Like, early,
Shout
early.
Shout out Jonah Hill. We were just talking about him the other day. Oh. Jonah Hill walks around New York City with no security.
That's
Doesn't
how,
that seem
that's
crazy?
That's how Four Pins gets all those pictures.
Yeah.
Who is Jonah Hill?
Oh, God. Here
like,
we go.
From, like...
Show me a picture of him.
I don't know shit about pop culture and celebrities, but I know who Jonah Hill is, bro.
Jonah Hill? Bro, that sounds so
how
familiar.
How do you not know...
He's you kind of look like him, bro.
You don't watch movies, though.
You're still
yeah,
gonna.
Yeah, I don't watch movies.
You're still gonna know who this dude is.
Yeah, you're gonna see him. Like he's all over Four Pin and shit.
From fucking Superbad and shit,
oh,
dude.
Okay, I know.
Yeah.
He was on. I don't know. I've seen him. Everywhere.
Well, but you want to know why? This is the funny ass thing is that so Jonah Hill had an interview where he was talking about like, oh, like growing up skateboarding was so fun. I love skateboarding at the skate park, blah, blah, blah. And then this dude Wrecking Ball, who's like basically like a sick ass skater who like he's also just like chiseled, like got huge muscles. And he's like out on the East Coast. He was making all these videos making fun of Jonah Hill for saying that he was a skater, being like, show me one fucking kickflip. Show me one clip from the skate park. Dude, Jonah Hill did not have an Instagram previous to that. He made an Instagram just to post a fucking sequence of him doing a kickflip in which you cannot tell that his board ever actually flipped.
That's crazy.
Pull it up.
Yeah,
pull
I need to see
up,
that,
right?
actually.
It's a Let fact, dude. That. Jonah Hill created an Instagram to do battle with Wrecking Ball. And if you don't know about Wrecking Ball, please find out about him because
is
he's
his Instagram like is it active right now or
Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
It is. I don't know what it is. I never looked at it. I just know that when he started it, he posted a shitty ass kickflip on it. I like this trend though. There's like a lot of people out there rocking all the skater shit, and I just like the idea of having somebody out there to sort of call him out on it. Like, do a fucking kickflip, man. I wish I wasn't so fucking older, I'd go learn a kickflip.
Wait, you know how to skateboard?
I mean I could skateboard
you know
in a straight line sometimes.
Do you know how to do any tricks?
No, I've done some skate filming in my day, you know, just sort of rolling along on the camera, but I couldn't really imagine myself, you know, busting a kickflip or some shit like that.
He know how to skate.
I used to skate.
You fire?
No, I was trash.
How did you start managing him?
I have a blog in Houston, based out of Houston. It's called 713 Magazine. Mm-hmm. And he reached out to me, just kind of wanted my opinion on some music and stuff like that. I just managed another artist and I just got out of that. And he was like, are you still managing artists, stuff like that? And he just kind of hit me up, and we clicked immediately. Like, we met at Denny's.
Yeah.
That's very on-brand for Sad Frosty, right?
Yeah, for sure. And after that, we just literally just took off. Like, we just kept clicking. Like, we kept bouncing ideas off each other, like, stuff we thought would work, music, stuff like that. And we like a lot of the same stuff, so it just kind of worked out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd the name Sad Frosty come from?
Burger Man gave it to me.
Did he really? He chose that for you?
Yeah, he chose it like before. I think it was after I recorded the first song I did. And then he told me I should just call myself that.
That was the Frosty part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it about Frosty that's just a popular rapper name in the past few years? You know Frosty the Snowman? You don't know him?
No.
For real?
No.
Damn, I would think that as a rapper named Frosty, you'd know about another rapper named Frosty who's like, no offense, he's bigger than you, I guess. Well, he's got bigger songs. I'm just saying. I would think you would know about
pull
him.
Pull something up. I want to see something. That's
you don't
fine.
Know about Frosty?
Uh-uh.
That's crazy. He's
Where's
in jail
from?
Now.
Where's he
out
from?
Here.
Okay.
From out here?
Yeah. He's hard. You don't know Milwaukee Bucks?
No.
Damn, bro.
I'm from Texas, so.
No, yeah. I mean.
He's
not from Milwaukee. He's from here. But listen. Tell that bitch Milwaukee I need my books.
What?
I'm playing
it
next.
We got to hear that. Yeah,
pull it up.
We got to hear that.
Wait, you ever heard 916 Frosty? We posted a video from him on No Jumper.
We know him.
There's probably some more, too.
Yeah. I mean, everybody like Icy Narco. Like, there's like the Icy.
There's a lot of ice, yeah.
And the Frosty.
Do you agree? I told Icy Narco that, in my mind, he was an ice-type Pokemon.
Absolutely.
Do you agree? Would you say you're an ice-type Pokemon? Or, like, there's a lot. There's, like, earth-type, rock-type, ground-type, fucking fire-type. Ice type, water type.
Water. Ice.
Ice.
Nah, I don't know.
Pikachu.
Pikachu. That's totally different from me.
That is,
though.
Yeah.
Like,
yellow Asian bitch. Pikachu. Whatever that fucking line
Pikachu,
was.
Though.
I love Pikachu. You know, actually, in Pokemon Go right now, the Pikachu has like a big sun hat
you
and some sunglasses.
Shit, huh?
Yeah,
I do.
You
oh,
used
I do.
To be big on that. I remember. Or you, are you
still
big on
it? Still big in
it?
The scene, yeah.
You had like everything, and I was like, there's no way. Because you were traveling and shit, huh?
I have every mon. No, I don't.
You have Mewtwo?
I do.
Damn.
Wasn't that like a New York exclusive or something? Like, did you have to like go there or what?
Oh God, this is so lame. No, to get Mewtwo, you have to like, if you compete in raids at certain gyms, you might just randomly receive this invite to an EX raid and then you show up at like a specific gym.
You did all this?
Bro, this is badass.
Me and my girl went and did this. It was like 1 p.m. on a Sunday, the raid. You know, I had the invite like 2 weeks in advance. Me and my girl went to the raid. I am not lying. Listen, most of the people at the Starbucks who were involved in this EX raid were like nerdy dudes and stuff. There was one bitch who was bad as fuck there for the raid. And I kept telling my girl, I'm like, look. It's not that lame. There's one hot girl who does it.
So you caught a Mewtwo.
And I have it, yes.
So wait, with Pokemon Go, can you not catch it? Can the Pokemon get away?
Not in the case of the... Well, yeah. In the case of the Mewtwo, it could get away.
So how would you feel if you went and did all that and didn't catch him? You'd have been mad?
Yeah.
How far was it away? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, just a couple miles.
Oh, okay.
What about Mew? Do you have Mew?
Yes. And I'm not even going to begin to explain to you how... I'm good. I'll smoke after. I can't even begin to explain to you how complicated getting Mew was, but I did that too.
That's crazy.
I want
to
know now.
There needs to be more rappers who do Pokemon Go.
I didn't even know people still play that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's still really? Pretty... people at my school, like, I go to college in New Jersey.
And there's still people who play it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank God. Okay, yeah. Good. I don't feel so bad then.
Yeah,
but they're... Oh,
losers.
No.
You know what?
I'll fuck with Pokemon.
I went to Universal Studios the other day. I saw a lot of people playing it there.
Bro, I didn't know people. Isn't that shit like 2 years old?
Yes.
Yeah, it's. But they're still rolling out updates and everything, right?
Oh, it's so much better now than it used to be.
I want
to
re-download it. You're making me want to re-download it now.
Can you trade Pokemon?
Yes.
Yeah. You can do all the stuff like that you should have been able to do from the jump.
Yeah, they made it so you can do trading now. It's kind of complicated. You got to kind of like hang out with a person and like send them gifts back and forth to raise your level so that then when you do trade, it's not like super expensive for Stardust costs. I can't believe I'm talking about this. Anyway, bitches, what do you think?
Will you trade me a Pokemon if I start?
Yes, I will. Because I don't know anyone else who plays, so it would be nice if you played, actually, yeah. I was just telling my employee, Chris, I'm like, it'd be nice if you played.
Chris Long Films?
Yeah. Shout out to all the Chris Longers. Glory Hole Gang.
Glory Hole game.
I need that on a sticker.
It's just a made up story I made up about him going to a glory hole. He actually the other day got pissed off because he's like, people are gonna believe you.
Can you explain the story?
It's just
come on
some story we made up. Chris Long went to a glory hole. It was a lie. It's not true.
I'll be doing that shit.
You ever been to a glory hole?
No.
That's how you guys met?
Hey, no, chill out. No. That is not.
You never thought about it?
No.
Yo, real talk though. One time I went to a fucking rest stop bathroom, like driving cross country or some shit. I go into the bathroom, take a piss. I look to the side. There's a motherfucking glory hole.
I didn't know that was like actually like a...
Somebody... Nah. There was a hole like that. Like perfect like penis
like
size,
bro. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode. You seen that one?
Oh, right. What did they do with it?
Frank was trying to make a glory hole or whatever for people to come in and whatever.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
I want to go back and just start watching it all again.
Yeah. It's you one have of those an interesting life.
Me?
Yeah, you. What the fuck? A glory hole?
I just saw it. I didn't do it.
And then you went to a fucking whole gym to get Mewtwo? That's fun. That is dope. That's fun. Yeah.
Well, when you say a gym, it's a Starbucks like 2 miles from my house.
Oh, is it that one that's right down the street?
No, I wish.
Oh, shit.
That's sus. I hate going to that one because I always got to take like 10 photos and shit.
The bathrooms don't work in there either.
Really? I've never been in there.
I don't go in there.
You know what's funny, though, is a lot of people come to the store just to lurk and try to fucking like get in front of me or some shit. But then they go to the Starbucks. So then when I go to the Starbucks, it's like, whoosh, like there's a bunch of weird people running at me and shit.
I'm by. You just got to tell them I'm by.
We're over a half hour into this. What do you want to share with the world before we sort of wrap this up? What do you guys say, Sad Frosty?
I'm the prettiest rapper alive.
After this interview, I'm starting to feel like you might have a point.
See, he sees it.
He does see it.
I see the beauty.
He sees the beauty.
All right. What's your... Well, I mean, the Instagram's on the screen, so you don't actually have to tell us. I mean, not right now, but once they see this interview, it will be.
Okay. Bet.
It's lit.
Also, fuck McDonald's.
Fuck McDonald's.
Wait. Why?
Wendy's gang.
Yeah, shout out to Wendy's. Because I actually went to the McDonald's.
We got Uber Eats it, right?
Yeah,
we Uber Eats it. Like,
and I got
in Hollywood.
Sick. I was in a hospital.
From the McDonald's? Yeah. The hospital?
Yes, we went to the hospital.
Look at this shit.
What happened?
bro, I don't know.
Because I would like to say fuck KFC because they gave me food poisoning about like 7 years ago.
This was bad though. Like he was out for like 4 days.
Nah, it was like a week.
Yeah, it was like a week.
Like, it was
hospital's bad. Yeah, like it wasn't regular food poisoning if you went to the hospital.
Bro, I don't know what the fuck happened. I thought I was going to die.
You got like
bro.
Stupid dehydrated, I think what it was.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die.
When I've gotten food poisoning in the past, you just puke and shit over and over, back and forth.
That's exactly what happened.
But you got to drink a lot of water or else you get crazy dehydrated.
3 cases of water. Really? I don't know what the fuck happened.
Poor guy.
Yeah, let me see that.
It was not a good time.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
So you can see the hair, actually. You can see the hair is a different color.
I was looking at that, and I was noticing that his roots were longer, but the colors were darker.
Bye.
Well...
Fuck.
You heard it here first. Sad Frosty's bye.
Fuck McDonald's.
What? No.
You said I'm bye about 40 times.
I'm bye.
I'm bye.
I'm bye.
I'm bye. That doesn't.
It's like a little accent at the end. I'm bye.
U-M-B-A-I.
Umami burger.
Huh?
Umami burger. You been there?
Faka.
Is that a LA spot?
Yeah.
Hey, have you been to Detention Cafe?
I haven't, but I've seen that.
Shout out Detention Cafe.
What do you get there?
Tacos every time.
Chicken tacos.
Like 3 times a week.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you live like right over here or something?
We live in K-Town.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We just moved there, actually.
I'm by.
Yeah.
K-Town? I lived in K-Town for like a little over a year, too. K-Town is like this thing that you sort of like, you go to K-Town for a while, it's like 8th grade, and you graduate, 9th grade is like Hollywood.
So
we went backwards then.
Get your bands up a little bit.
Boom, we went backwards.
Huh?
We were on Hollywood Boulevard for a while.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah, that was way too much. Yeah. That's why we got out.
I felt
out
like
there.
Every time I went outside, I would get sick or something. Yeah. Like, it's just.
I'm not trying to be around all those fucking people.
Yeah, exactly. Tourists. And
I used to love living in New York, but I'm not trying to do this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just came back from there, actually.
I'm bye.
All right, Sad Frosty. Last words?
Fuck McDonald's.
Fuck Wendy's McDonald's. Gang.
Wendy's game.
I almost went to McDonald's last time. My girlfriend stopped me and made me go to Whole Foods.
Good looks.
Smart. Keep her.
Yeah. And didn't take that much longer than McDonald's would have took, realistically, you know?
Yeah.
I would never eat at McDonald's ever again. For real.
I don't think
never.
So.
I respect that. I don't have that in me. Myself, Big Mac sounds pretty good right now.
That's dead.
I'm bye.
All right. Much love. Sad Frosty. Let's get back into this motherfucking live stream. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. This man looks like a meme. Look at the camera again. That's a meme right there. Do something with that. All right. Sad Frosty.
Shout
gang.
Out to Dante. I'm like an outfielder guy. No, I'm like an outfielder guy. No,